As restrictions lift, the bars are back and they're packed. Big crowds in states like Florida, Arizona, and Texas, where COVID cases are on the rise, primarily among young people. In Miami-Dade County, the number of known coronavirus cases among 18 to 34-year-olds increased fivefold in just 1 month. Communities are now tracing these outbreaks back to bars and restaurants. 21-year-old Adriana Carter in San Marcos, Texas, went out for a few drinks with friends.
I had a really long, stressful week. What harm could that do, you know, just one night?
And came home with COVID, passing it on to her roommate. The rise in cases is coinciding with the rise in spending. Data from Chase Bank shows that millennials spent more money last month than any other age group. Health experts say places like bars are a perfect storm for transmission.
People in close proximity, poor air circulation, people not wearing masks or having to take their masks off to drink or eat.
This video shows what happens when two people are talking. As one person speaks, particles enter the air, and if they carry the virus, it could spread. The college town of Iowa City has seen an uptick in COVID cases since bars reopened without crowd restrictions.
I definitely wasn't taking it as serious as I should have.
Jacob Hansel, a student at the University of Iowa, says he was exposed when he shared a Juul with others at a friend's house.
Would you have changed your behavior now seeing the effects of it all?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Obviously, if we just wore a mask, spaced out a little bit farther and not shared a Juul.
A striking example that one night out is all it takes.